My name is Alyssa Weinberg. I'm a composer at the Curtis Institute of Music, and it's my first year here in the Artist Diploma Program.
You're sitting here with a copy of The Yellow Birds in your hand, and the piece is inspired by that book.
I read it several times, actually. I sort of lost count. I've been revisiting it a number of times as I started working on my piece.
What were you trying to convey with your music, with the composition?
Well, I was trying to convey sort of, all of the varied and intense and powerful emotions that I felt when I was reading Kevin Powers' extraordinarily moving novel. And the events that I read about in the book, I tried to get to the emotional core of how it made me feel and how I could only imagine the character and the author must have felt.
What do you think that the author might have been feeling that then you tried to maybe replicate or pinpoint in your composition?
In my cello piece, In Prayer, I sort of have it divided into two musical components, one section that I've sort of referred to as the cry and the other as the chant. And I sort of, I got the inspiration to do that based on the really interesting sort of counterpoint in the type of language used in the novel itself, how each chapter seems to go back and forth in place and time and feeling and language. And I thought that dichotomy was really, really interesting. And so I attempted to do that myself in these two sort of musical states of being and how they interact and weave together throughout my piece and my interpretation of it. I wanted to take musical prayer sort of melodic themes as my inspiration for the musical material that I used to build this piece. So the first opening section, the sort of crying section, I was inspired actually by the call that you would actually hear, the call to prayer at a mosque by a muezzin that you would have heard in Iraq. So that call to prayer. And then the other section is a chant that I wrote based on a requiem text that I hoped would have the same meaning, but with an entirely different feeling.
Tell me a little bit about the composing process.
I work in a number of sketches, usually. I draw pictures a lot of the time. I work in sort of big gestural concepts and then very slowly figure out what notes actually are right to fit that that overall sort of concept. I find that when it comes to the detail of the musical content that I put down that goes into the finished score, it's sort of like chipping away at a sculpture.
Why did you choose the cello?
Oh, I've always felt that the cello is very, very close to the human voice, and I felt that this was a very sort of personal, introspective message from this book, and I thought coming from a solo instrument would actually be more powerful and more true to the voice of the story itself than having a large ensemble. It's sort of a lonely story.
My name is Timotheos Petrin. I'm from Greece. I'm a cellist. You know, the piece is divided in two sections, and this is very hard to play, according to the book, and it's a very demanding mission to do. And it's a very passionate piece, and it should be played very passionately, and it's an incredible piece of music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.